Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Isn't it good to be silent sometimes and let the Holy Spirit speak? Let Him do His miraculous work. Thank you, Joe, for leading us in that worship session. Bless you, brother. I'm going to read from Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. Because we need to know sometimes what we've been given, all that we've been given. And He's given us everything, not just salvation. We've got it all. We got the whole package when we ask Christ into our hearts. So Ephesians 3, 16 to 20, I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. What have you got going on in your life right now that you could use this infinite power? Beyond what we can imagine or think, power. Is there an issue in your body? Is there an issue with your health? Is there an issue with your family? Is there an issue that's bothering you about our country? God has this, and He can infinitely, beyond our wildest dreams, bring it to pass. And we need to trust in Him. We need to surrender all these needs to Him. So what I want to do now is I'm going to have Diana pass out and I just want to share a little bit about this while she's passing these out. This is 100 verses on healing. Some of you might remember back in 2019 when I was crawling up the steps to get here in a wheelchair. I got out of a wheelchair. I was in a walker. I was on crutches. And I would have to crawl up the railing. They actually made a ramp for me to get into this room. So that was, I don't know, what was that? 2018 is when I had the accident. And that was... The second big miracle in my life was being able to walk again. I didn't know whether I was going to be able to walk again. But I was bound and determined I wasn't going to settle for that. And I had a whole lot of people praying for me. And the prayers of the people and my resolve to let God heal me got me up three more 14ers after the fact. I climbed three more 14ers with my bionic parts. So we want to encourage any of you that think that things are impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. All things are possible with God. And now I'm working on a knee injury that I got taken care of because I do believe in medical science, but I don't worship it. You know, I worship God. I worship the ultimate healer who has no side effects. No side effects in His healing. His healing is perfect. And we know that by His stripes, we were healed, don't we? That was a done deal. Jesus already did it at the cross. He healed us. What we have to do is we have to get in belief and agreement with that healing. So how do we do that? You know? That, you know, becomes the question if we're sitting there thinking that, hey, healing isn't for today. Well, guess what? Healing is for today. And I want to bring out, each of you have a sheet of paper that was passed out, right? Does anybody need one? I want us to actually read these out loud, so we're going to do a little experiment. You know, I'm a teacher, I'm a retired teacher, so we're doing a little assignment here together as a group. And I need Larry to give the mic all the way over to Tom there, and we're just going to pass the mic around. We're going to go through five verses at a time till we get through these verses. Okay. This, I want to share with you, this was given to me by Holly shortly after I had this accident, these 100 healing verses. So we're going to read them, and when you're done, we'll go five at a time, and then we'll pass the mic to the next person until we get through all of the verses. There's 50 Old Testament verses, and then there's 50 New Testament verses. Now, there are many ways we can get healed. We can get healed, in a meeting. We can get healed by elders laying their hands on us. We can get healed by, you know, some person that's got the gift, you know, and throws out the healing into an audience, which happened to me also once with my shoulder cuff injury when I didn't believe in healing, and I said, if I ever see a miracle, I'll believe in healing. And when it happens to you, and my shoulder was completely healed after this, after Georgian Banoff and company threw that healing out into the audience and said, shoulder injuries, raise your hand. I raised my hand. I started moving my shoulder. My shoulder was completely healed that night. Sometimes it happens instantly, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the healing is going to take some time. We don't know. But like with Derek Prince, his healing, most of you have heard of Derek Prince and he had a skin injury in the war. It took, I don't know, he was in there for a year or whatever. But what happened was he said, I believe in healing, but I don't have the faith. I don't have the faith to get the healing. So what do I have to do? And God said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, for me, this is the principal way that I look into healing and that I feel that I can actually help people get healed, because, you know, we can all heal people, whether you're a gifted healer or not, because you have the Holy Spirit alive in you, all right? So you have the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead alive in you, and you have dead-raising power. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. What was the other one, Joe? There was four. Cast out demons. All of us can do all of four of those. It's a assignment that we have, and we should be about that and not worry that, I don't want to go and tiptoe in that area. But what if your loved one sat there and dropped dead? Wouldn't you try to raise them from the dead if you acknowledge that that power is in you? So I just want to challenge you with that. And then as we read these, the assignment I'm giving you guys today is, as a verse hits you, as one that could be powerful, that you could possibly use in your next breakthrough for your healing journey, either for yourself or somebody else, kind of highlight it in your mind as we're going through, because at the end of this, you're going to take one or two of those verses and you're going to pray for that situation. So that's what we're doing at this point in the evening here. So, Tom, you want to read the first five?
You want the verse two? Or just
yeah, get the verse two, because, and this is the other thing, life and death comes through the power of the tongue. God said, let there be light. God spoke the universe into existence. There's power in our verbal tongue, in our words, especially when you're using the word of God, because the word of God is alive and active, powerful than any two-edged sword, able to divide between the spirit and soul of a person. That's the kind of power the Word has. In John 1:1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're sitting here with the living, active Word of God. And now we need to begin to speak it, because as we speak it, our emotions and mind have to cooperate with the Word of God as we speak it through the Spirit to the mountain, which is whatever you're going through, whatever ailment you came in with, or whatever thing you need. That's the principal thing. Get one principal thing that you want to pray about. After we go through all these verses, and then after we go through all these verses, you're going to take that one that the Holy Spirit highlighted for you, and you're going to pray it against that particular need or whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. So we got the assignment, class? Good. Let's go for it. Okay, Tom.
All right. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years, Genesis 6:3. You shall be buried in a good old age, Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh. Yeah, I guess as a shock of corn cometh in his season, Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13.
Thank you. Next five verses, Diana.
I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:25-26. I will not put any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all the sicknesses away from you. Deuteronomy 7:15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:9-21. I turned the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23:5 and Nehemiah 13:2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13.
Okay, David.
As your days, so shall be your strength. Deuteronomy 33:25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh will be fresher than a child's, and you shall return the days of your youth. Job 33:24-25. I have healed you and brought your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down to the pit. Psalm 30:1-2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29:11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41:41-2.
Okay, can you give that mic to George?
Yeah.
I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing, and will turn all your bed in your what? I will bed in your sickness. Psalm 41:3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43:5. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Psalm 91:10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3.
I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107:20. You shall not die but live and declare my works. Psalm 118:17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147:3. The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4:10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:8.
My words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10 and Proverbs 17:22. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5.
Okay, before Deb goes on, my words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. That was the one that Derek Prince got a hold of. And I didn't complete the thought, but he took the, he began to look and realize that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He started going through every healing verse in the Bible, underlying it and then praying it as medicine, morning, noon, like he would take his medicine morning, noon, and night. And he did that every day. So he'd meditate on the verse, the healing verse, and he wound up eventually walking out of that hospital of an incurable disease that never came back on him again. And he used that many times in his testimony and in his healing, because he healed too. As I don't know if you guys know Derek Prince, but anyway, I just want to encourage you with that. Okay, Deb.
The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6 and 32:4. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35:6. I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 38:16 and 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29.
While you're looking at these, let the Holy Spirit highlight one that hits you, you know, that is like a rhema promise to you. There will be something out of these verses that is going to jump out and say, this is yours.
I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31 and 41:10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. I bore your sickness. Isaiah 53:4. I carried your pains. Isaiah 53:4. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10.
Kathy? Oh, go ahead. You know, you want to do another one, do another one.
I didn't know if I did five or no.
Do 41. You like
yeah,
that
I like
one.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah.
With my stripes you are healed.
Okay. And that's present tense. That was in the Old Testament. And then there's one in the New Testament that says you were healed. That's where we're living. 2 Peter 2:21. By his stripes, you were healed.
Because have been,
yeah. Okay.
Okay. I will heal you, Isaiah 57:19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure you, and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. I will bind up that which is broken, and will strengthen that which is sick. Ezra 34:16.
Larry? Okay, now we're almost in the New Testament verses, but do you think these Old Testament verses apply to us on healing? course they do. Of course they do. He didn't do away with those covenant blessings. He stands on them forever. But we now we're living in the new covenant. So.
Get away with the curse, right,
John? Yeah. So we get all of the blessings and none of the curses, right? Yeah. Isaiah 50, what was that one with all with the curses? Deuteronomy 28. Yeah. So we get all the blessings and none of the curses because Christ took all the curses on the cross.
Right.
Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Larry?
Well, 47.
Yes.
Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I shall put my spirit in you and you shall live. Is that Ezekiel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's Ezekiel.
Yeah.
37:5-14. Whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. They shall be healed, and everything shall live from the river. From the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9. Seek me, and you shall live. Amos 5:4-6. I have arisen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:2. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8:3. I took your infirmities, Matthew 8:17. I bore your sicknesses, Matthew 8:17. If you are sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord your physician, Matthew 9:12. And Ezekiel 15:26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them, Matthew 14:14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, Matthew 4:23. According to your faith be it unto you, Matthew 9:29. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, Matthew 10:1 and Luke 9:1. I heal them all, Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8.
Thank you for the overachievers in the crowd. Amen. I always use Larry in my Bible study to read. He's a great reader.
As many as touch me are made perfectly whole, Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread, Matthew 15:26. I can do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak, Mark 7:37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23, 11:23, 24. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Mark 16:18.
I'm going to read 5. Oh, yeah, I got my own. Forgot I was mic'd. Okay, where are we? What number did you finish with? 65, okay. My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, and sets at liberty all those that are bruised. I heal all those who have need of healing. I'm not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loosed today. In me is life. Oh, I didn't read the verses. Okay, John 1:4. You guys got them. You guys got them. Okay. Well, actually, there's another page. It's abundance. It's abundance of healing prayers and words. Okay, Dave.
I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33. 6:33 and 35. The words I speak unto you are spirit and life. John 6:63. I come that they might have life, and that you may have it abundantly. John 10:10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14.
Okay, you want to give it to Kina? Is Dave hiding anywhere in here? Oh, good. We're not going to let him get away with that.
Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. My power causes disease to depart from you. Acts 19:12.
I got stage fright. The law of the Spirit of life in men has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your... Okay. Hey, this might work better. All right. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is the temple of my Spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. If you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, and you will not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29-31.
I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. Corinthians 2:4, 10, and 11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you, and you will trust me. I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I have given you my name, and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21-22. I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on earth. Ephesians 6:3.
I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Corinthians 1:13. I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9-15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22, Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Hebrews 12:12-13. Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I will raise you up. James?
Yeah.
James 5:14-15.
Yeah.
98. Thank you. 97, okay. Pray for one another and I will heal you. James 5:16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and goodness through the knowledge of life. 2 Peter 1:3. Whosoever will let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelations 22:17. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health. I can't read that.
Third John.
Third John, okay.
Second. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so this is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is powerful. These are healing, all related to healing. So if you can take one that stands out to you just for the practice of doing this tonight, I would like you to take one verse and take whatever that, for me, for instance, this is a verse I always use. This is a powerful verse for me. It's Romans 8:11. The same spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that spirit will quicken your mortal body. Okay, that quicken is in the Greek zoopieo. So it's actually particles from the Word of God that is the medicine that's going to go from your spirit man into your body to heal your actual physical body. I like that verse, so that's one of my favorite ones when I'm praying for myself or for healing or for anybody else. So I wanted to give this out to you because, I don't know if I started to say this, but Holly gave me this list, and when I was, you know, out of it, and I just kept reading healing. I researched healing. Was all about healing, and I stayed with it until I got over it, until I'm walking again, and I'm intending to do the same thing with this knee issue. I'm not standing for it. I don't know if you've heard some of the testimonies in here, but like Lori's testimony where she got her thumb, you know, hanging out or whatever, and she said, I'm not tolerating it. We have authority over our own bodies. We have authority over sickness and death for ourselves and our family and anyone we're praying for. But it's important to use what works. And the word works if you work it. So I was reading something by Kenneth Hagin the other day on working the word, and he was saying that you need to pray it, and whether the symptoms go or not. You don't just pray it for a day, you know, or a week, and if the symptoms aren't gone, you say, well, maybe it doesn't work for me. No, you stay with it, and you speak to that mountain until that mountain's gone, and you never quit. So that's the resolve on our end of it. We have to speak to the mountain, and like, you know, I think Derek Prince had the right idea, 3 times a day, you know, morning, like medicine. It's medicine. Marpe is the Greek word for medicine, and that's written in that. So I just want to encourage you right now, we're just going to take like maybe 5 minutes to identify what the issue is you want to pray for yourself or for somebody else, and then take one of the verses that stand out to you and pray that.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.